Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. A pleasure to visit with Scott Pace, serves as the spokesperson for Pharmacy Service Administrative Organization, or PSAOs, which is what we'll talk about this morning, and its coalition. And Scott also used to serve as executive director and vice president and CEO of Arkansas Pharmacists Association. And Scott, you're also a pharmacy owner, small business owner in Arkansas as well, are you not?
That's right. I'm a pharmacy owner in Arkansas. We have two small pharmacies in Little Rock and Nashville, Arkansas, where we get to help serve other Southeast Conference fans down in our great state.
Yeah, there's some good and bad when it comes to Auburn and Arkansas. I think the one thing that helps is basketball got a little heated not too long ago. But I will say that, first off, let's talk a little bit about small business and independent pharmacies, because a lot of people will jump on board of going to those big box stores right away. Now, I personally have a little personal experience with, my mother was a pediatric nurse practitioner. We had two small business owners that went to our church that were pharmacists. So we usually, she would send a lot of scripts to those before she would send them to the big box stores. Some people requested the big box store. But I think the premonition is small business owners and small pharmacists and independent pharmacists either don't carry the right kind of insurance or don't have what they need, so that's why they have to go to a big name.
Yeah, that's just not an accurate perception. I know that's been people's thoughts over the years, is that it has to be more expensive or they don't have the same selection, and it's just not accurate. Independent pharmacies are very price competitive. In fact, if you look at national surveys, they often come out as the least expensive option for patients throughout the country, not just in Alabama. So that's a perception that we have to overcome. But what I'll tell you is that they are the heart and soul of their communities, whether they're in a big town or a small town. They're the ones that get out after they close to take care of a sick kid or a sick family member who needs a prescription when the pharmacy's closed. They're the ones that sponsor the Little League baseball teams, and they're the ones that are the first-line health care for many people in rural America all around the country. So I'm very proud of my colleagues and the work that we do.
Yeah, we actually have two that are on the road that our business resides on here on Dean, and one of which is my local pharmacy as well. And I haven't taken advantage of that, and I try not to take advantage of a business owner, but you're right. There have been some times where if I needed something, I'm literally a phone call or a text away from my pharmacist, who I am not if I had to get that from, say, a chain store that was out there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we put our cell phone numbers on the outside of our pharmacy, believe it or not. So if our folks need something at our stores, they know exactly how to get us 24/7.
Well, let's talk about PSAOs. Those who may not know what that is, especially if you're not familiar with the pharmacy world, I am not until this was brought to my attention. Pharmacy Service Administrative Organization Coalition. Let's discuss that a little bit and what that entails.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So, you know, as you mentioned, independent pharmacies are a little different than the bigger box stores in that we have to do a lot of those services ourselves. And, you know, whether it's doing payroll or sweeping the floors or doing human resources, one of the functions that we have to do, because we don't have departments like the big chains do, to, you know, corporate lawyers to help us do all this stuff, is we have to get the contracts with those insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that allow us to process your insurance. And so PSAOs are a back office service that many independent pharmacies use to work with those health insurance carriers and their pharmacy benefit managers to help us get contracts so that we can service you and bill your insurance so that it is in real time billed and taken care of while you're at the pharmacy counter. So they're our back office that help us maintain access to your insurance company.
So I guess one of the biggest things there is then, because, you know, and I'll just go ahead and throw their name out there. I mean, a CVS or a Walgreens or so, they got people to take care of that. You know, that's something where you guys as business owners are having to do that on your own in order to make that work, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's kind of like an accounting department. Those big companies have accounting departments to do all their bookkeeping. We don't in our small pharmacies, right? We either have to hire a bookkeeper or we have to do it ourselves. And it's the exact same way with these third-party contracts. We can either hire somebody to help us do it, which is what a PSAO does for us, mm-hmm. or we can choose to do it ourselves and take more time away from being able to interact with our patients. And most of us, about 80% of independent pharmacy owners, choose to use a PSAO so that we can spend more time interacting with our patients instead of doing some of those administrative tasks.
There was an op-ed in AL.com where Alabama legislator advocating for the strengthening of PSAOs and the pharmacy relationship. What when they say advocating for the strengthening of PSAOs, what necessarily are they talking about there?
Well, you know, there's been two different schools of thought. Number one, PSAOs act as my agent, right? But they are bringing multiple pharmacies together to get the contracts with the third parties. And while they have the ability to enter into the contracts, they don't necessarily have the ability to collectively boycott contracts, because that would be antitrust violation, since you've got marketplace competitors who are all working with the same PSAO. So I think strengthening the PSAO relationship would be allowing them to operate more like a chain from a contracting perspective. And that's just not something that's permissible right now because of federal law. But if that antitrust law could change and those independents could band together, that would probably be what they're talking about to help to strengthen how PSAO could be more effective.
As mentioned earlier, you're also a business owner and have your own pharmacy. And now we live kind of in a bubble here because being boots on the ground here in the Auburn-Opelika area, we have some very strong independent pharmacists that have been open for years, and even those that have just opened recently are still going strong and still doing well. However, Alabama Pharmacy Association showing that 300 of the state's 800 independent pharmacies have shut the doors over these last 6 years. Is that becoming a problem because they're not getting the help they need?
Yeah, it's becoming a real problem because the people that are setting the pricing that they get paid, which are the pharmacy benefit managers, have continued just to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. And I'll tell you, it's not just in Alabama. Just since the start of 2024, we've seen almost five pharmacies a day shut down nationwide. So it's becoming a real access crisis for patients. And it's not just limited to the independent pharmacies. Walgreens made an announcement about 10 days ago that they were shutting down 1,200 pharmacies before the end of next year. And that's the nation's largest chain. So, and it's all for the exact same reason. The people that set the pricing that we get paid for our services, those pharmacy benefit managers, are collectively crushing the marketplace. And that's causing problems for small and large pharmacies alike.
Is a lot of that also due to education? I mean, I had a, I'll tell this story really quickly. I had a dentist friend of mine that also just up the road, that he said that that was one of the biggest issues when he got out of dental school. He didn't learn in dental school, you know, stuff that's similar to what you guys deal with PSAOs, and especially opening a business and even having to discuss, you know, pricing and that kind of thing. That stuff he kind of had to learn on the fly. Is that something that an independent pharmacist that may be getting started that they don't know about, and they that's why they need the help?
Well, definitely we don't get a lot of business education in pharmacy school or medical school or optometry school, dental school. So you do get a lot of on-the-job training to figure out how to make all that happen. That's why PSAO is so valuable, because they help you on that contracting side. But I think part of the reason that you're seeing the economic challenges that we just mentioned in the industry is because of vertical integration. It's not so much about education. It's about vertical integration. The people that own the insurance companies are owning pharmacy benefit managers, are owning competing chain pharmacies. And so as vertical integration has continued, you've seen that vertically integrated entity continue to ratchet down and put the pressure on anybody who's not part of their vertically integrated system. The Federal Trade Commission just issued a report this summer talking about how nefarious that is in the space, driving up costs for consumers and eliminating choices. And it's hurting our local communities. And so I'm sure hoping our policymakers at the state and federal level act before it's too late to make sure that we all maintain access to our pharmacy of choice.
Also notice the PSAO Coalition, do they provide pharmacy benefit managers? Is that correct?
No, they don't. They actually work with the pharmacy benefit managers on the behalf of the pharmacy. So instead of me having to go and call each pharmacy benefit manager individually to get the contracts, they do it on my behalf. So they stand in my shoes so that I, and interact with them so that I don't have to. I can still take care of patients.
As far as the other challenges that, you know, with PSAOs that would help pharmacy owners navigate when it, because we talked about the you talked about the bottom up and some of the other challenges. What other things could be an issue for a pharmacy owner, a local pharmacy owner?
Yeah, well, the PSAOs do a good job of helping to make sure that they get in network and that they're paid as quickly as possible. They help to speed up the payment cycle, which is a really good thing. They also do things to help us with pharmacy audits, because we get audited by these health plans and pharmacy benefit managers from time to time, and the PSAOs are there as a resource for us. So they're a good back office function. We wish they had stronger negotiating leverage, but because of those antitrust laws, that makes it hard. We just don't want folks to interfere with the service that we have access to. And some states have erroneously tried to put rules in place on PSAOs that make it harder to operate. Maryland did that a few years ago, and it caused a PSAO to leave the state, and they had to go back and change their laws. So we just want to make sure that the PSAOs continue to be free to help pharmacies be as successful as humanly possible.
Debbie Wood is a representative just up the road that was part of that op-ed that was in AL.com, and she's very familiar with this area. I mean, Chambers County, it is just around the corner, and she attended Auburn. A lot of people in the Valley, West Point area come down here to worship, to shop, to buy even pharmaceuticals from some local pharmacies that are down here as well. So, however, she's a lawmaker. What do lawmakers need to be more informed about when it comes to PSAOs? Because I'm sure when she brought this up, some of them are going, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think what lawmakers need to realize is that just because it's an acronym that starts with a P, it's not a pharmacy benefit manager, which is what they've heard about a lot. PBMs are the oppressors, if you will, in the current landscape. They're the ones who set the prices, and they're the ones that keep pharmacies out of networks and send prescriptions to their mail order pharmacies. PSAOs are the pharmacy's advocates. They are the ones that are working on behalf of the pharmacy. So making sure not to conflate the two, I think, is a really important thing for legislators to keep in mind.
What's her plan? As she said that she would like for her fellow legislators to vote on behalf of it moving forward. So what is the next step?
Yeah, I can't speak to the representative's Representative Wood's next plan on that. My hope is that she continues to be a strong advocate for independent pharmacy, and whether it's PSAOs or other issues, making sure that the state laws in Alabama are strengthened to make sure that those independent pharmacies can continue to have a fair playing field to be able to take on these big companies that are setting their pricing in a fair way that protects access to independent pharmacies for all Alabamans.
Is there anywhere they could go to learn a little bit more information? I mean, we'll share the link to AL.com on our website, but anywhere they could, anybody that may be interested in finding out a little bit more about this, is there any place that they could go to visit?
Absolutely. The Healthcare Distribution Alliance has a page on PSAOs. It's hda.org/PSAOS. And there's some great information on PSAOs and what they do and how they function in the healthcare system and the important role they play for pharmacies.
Scott Pace, he's the spokesperson for Pharmacy Service Administrative Organization. That's PSAOs that we're talking about in coalition. And Scott, I do greatly appreciate your time, and we'll have to do it again sometime.
Absolutely, Ben. Thanks so much for your time, and appreciate all your listeners.
Scott Pace, spokesperson for the Pharmacy Service Administrative Organization Coalition, or PSAO Coalition, that we just discussed. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.